Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this precious word we're getting this morning, Father God, to encourage us, Father God, to embrace the gospel, the good news of our salvation, because in it we find what you have done for us and what's available for us to take hold of so that we can arise and shine and experience the abundance that you have made available for us. Thank you, Lord. Your word says that you, Father God, are blessed because you have blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing, just as you predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in Christ Jesus. Thank you for this goodness that has come and that we are taking hold of on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 to 8. For I pass on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to that which the Scriptures foretold, and that he was buried, and that he was bodily raised on the third day according to that which the Scriptures foretold, and that he appeared to Cephas, Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, the majority of whom are still alive, but some have fallen asleep in death. And then he was seen by James, then by the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely, prematurely, dramatically born, he appeared to me also.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Guys, this is so important. This is the basic instructions. This is Paul sharing to us what has come to pass. This gospel, that he's sharing the gospel to us that we need to embrace, as he said, and that otherwise we believed in vain. So we need to see here. Here is the basic instructions, starting at the very first. And what is that? Jesus came, amen? He came to take away our sins. His life was a picture of walking with the Lord, walking with his Father in the Spirit, and then he took away our sins, dealt with. One died for all. He dealt double with sins. It was taken away, and then also to fill the gap, righteousness was given. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. And so he died for our sins. And then also the Bible says, just as he was raised, we were also raised with him, so that he may show his goodness in the times to come, in the days to come, in the hours to come, in the minutes to come. That's so important, guys. And when everything was done, when he died, he was raised, and he received all authority, he came to his disciples. We see him coming. And then last of all, to Paul. And guys, and he has come to us. That must be a reality. He didn't come to have an affair. He came to unite us to him forever and ever and ever. Because the Bible says we are married to Christ so as to bear fruits to God. So it's so important that, guys, Jesus came. So this is a scripture that says in that, so we can walk in him. Amen. That we can walk in him, rooted and grounded in this new relationship, in new understanding, in goodness that has been made available for us. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God, back at home with all the goodness of every spiritual blessing, every blessing in heavenly places. You can see that in Hebrews 12, especially from verse 22 onward. We're in the kingdom, we're in the goodness, and now daily we walk with the Lord. How can we walk with him if we don't see and hear? But John the Beloved says so beautifully, what we see and hear we proclaim, and our fellowship, and that's where he's getting it from, for our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And I write this that your joy, that joy is the joy of our salvation. That joy is the joy of our name written in heaven. And that makes us a portion of the church. We're a part of the church when we understand these things, and these are the realities that we take hold of and we walk with. Jesus put it so clearly. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So we're not there to be in the devil, in the darkness that Adam brought, that lies and steals and kills and destroys. But Jesus has come so that we can have life and life in abundance. He died so that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for him who died for us. And so it's a daily coming, a daily revealing, a daily parousia we take hold of, and we grow from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.